Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, and she is Jennifer Horn. Jay's off today, so Jen is here September the 7th. So we're 1 week into the month of September, en français. Used to be, September, sept is seven, right? Octo is eight, novo is nine, dec. So how did we get to
so
this
it's not
being.
The seventh month.
Yeah, it's not. It's the ninth month. So observant are we. All right, speaking
well,
of...
You can't fool me all the time.
It's Julius and Augustus who changed all of it. Yeah, I don't think I've ever fooled you. Have I? Maybe once or twice. Really? The old, I can fool some of the people all the time, and all the people some of the time.
Or fools all of the time, or something like that.
But no, and then you can't fool all the people all the time. That's how it works. All right, so get with the program, Jennifer, will you please? She is with the program. She's been with the program. And so when Jennifer is here, there is a decided tilt in conversation often to things, all things political, with personalities. You know, they've got personality charm. Most of the politicians I know don't have good personalities, nor do they have much charm. And I'm not sure whether you think Rand Paul fits into that or not. But
I
Jennifer,
like Rand Paul.
I do, too.
I think he'd be fun to listen to.
Stirs the pot, needs to be thinking. I happen to agree with his political philosophy probably more than most in terms of if you want to refer to it as libertarian content, that's kind of where I am. Anyway, a lot of people focused on Mitch McConnell and the results of the exam, which show that he's fine. There's nothing wrong. Hey,
He just freezes every once in a while, you know.
Right, like, exactly. Remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? Was it called Mr. Freeze?
Mr. Freeze.
A character called Mr. Freeze.
I don't even mean to make light. I'm not making light of it. It's very sad. I mean, it's sad to watch it when it happens.
Well, it's sad because he won't get off of the he won't get off the train. And so
it's also sad because so we'll take John Fetterman out of this because John Fetterman had a catastrophic thing happen to him.
Well, but he shouldn't be there either.
Well, no, but I'll take him out of it. But when you look at Dianne Feinstein and Mitch McConnell particularly, these are people who have lived a life, who have wanted to be in politics, who have done it. Mitch McConnell wants to be known as like the strategist, right? He always had a plan. He was known for thinking 10 steps ahead. Whether you liked him or not, that's what he liked people to think about him. Dianne Feinstein served all of this time. You can't imagine that they want people to be watching them freezing and being told how to vote. I mean, it's not.
I think the family would be uncomfortable with it.
Right.
It's like everything else. Yeah, right. So Congress coming back into session. There are people that are very interested in trying to figure out what to do. But the point of our discussion here, or what brings it to the surface, is that Rand Paul is questioning Dr. Brian Monahan, who's the attending physician of Congress. He said that McConnell underwent an examination. No strokes, no seizures, nothing to see here.
He's fine.
Yeah. Right, exactly, which is, of course, nonsense, or certainly feels like nonsense. So as Rand Paul is a doctor, he says, you know, I can look at all of this stuff, and I don't think that you're addressing all the issues. So because he has occasional lightheadedness, that doesn't mean it's anything surprising. It's not uncommon. Why don't you just say it's common instead of not uncommon, double negative common. But didn't he fall down? And that may have caused some kind of a concussion.
Concussion and broken ribs. I mean, he hurt himself. He was in pretty bad shape. He was out of Congress. He was out of the Senate for a while.
Yeah, right. So, and then it comes around to mandatory retirement discussions, which seem counter to the free country that we're in.
I'll warn you on that already.
Yeah, no, I don't like it either. But mandatory term limits, I do like. Term limits, one thing, mandatory retirement, a different sort of thing. So, anyway, the circumstance that presents itself.
And I also, you know, one thing that's interesting, and not to, you know, commandeer, but Nikki Haley, who's on the campaign trail, she wants to be president, former U.N. ambassador.
Yep.
She came up with this idea that she thinks that candidates should be tested for their mental fortitude, essentially, before they become
not a bad idea
eligible. Well, you know, on the surface, I think everybody would say, oh, not a bad idea. But when you drill down, well, who determines the test? This is the problem, is that I think there's
Briggs-Myers,
such a great...
take a standard test. It's a personality test. Briggs-Myers is a standard, a national standard, international standard as far as that's concerned. And it's a personality profile, and those sorts of things can come out in a professional, well-crafted,
right. And then what happens?
Non-connected...
The beautiful point here is that when people take the test, let's say Joe Biden took it and he failed. Do you think that means that anybody who is going to vote for Joe Biden is going to vote for Donald Trump?
I don't know that it's about Donald Trump.
I'm not saying it's about Donald Trump. Use any election. John Fetterman, for instance. Let's say John Fetterman took that test and people were like, do you think anybody there would have voted for Dr. Oz? I think the point is that we're so politically divided.
I think there are some who are in
it.
It wouldn't matter to many people if they're
able to think coherently. And then if you said, well, it's not up to the people, it's up to if they're qualified to run,
but see,
then you have to change the Constitution.
You present these problems, but you don't have a solution. You got to have this problem is something that exists, and somehow or other you got
to
find a solution.
I think term limits are the solution to this
problem. Okay, good. All right, we agree. Next.
Yeah. I just don't know about the test.
Here's President Biden's handsome young son, Hunter, who was charged with two misdemeanors for failure to pay more than $100,000 in taxes. President's son, would you think these people would be embarrassed with all of this stuff, the indictment and the aftermath? And so now they're going after a new indictment to try to fix whatever the problems were with the last one. Yeah.
Right.
And so you just, when you get down to brass tacks here, the indictment, and I'll use it a different way, it's an indictment of the system, an indictment of the people, all of the people that are involved in this. And the fact that there isn't as much hubbub about Hunter Biden as there is about Trump, when basically some of the stuff is just as sticky and gooey, and you might say, well, it's even worse, but I put them all on the same plate, in that it affects Joe Biden, or ought to affect Joe Biden, because he's got stink all over him when it comes to this. But there isn't. Part of it is the news media bias. Part of the same thing we talk about over and over and over again. So,
and we also
what's
talk
the solution
about, even if,
to this?
You know, I like to say if people knew, because there were surveys out that said if people knew about Hunter Biden's laptop, they would have changed their vote. But I don't even know if I buy it anymore. People are willing to vote for a rock if it's not the person they hate on the other side of the aisle.
I would rather
vote for a toilet seat than Joe Biden at this point. So I don't know what you could, you know.
Well, there are a lot of people who would like to vote for a toilet seat over Donald Trump.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Yeah,
on the other side of the aisle, the same
is
true.
So is it a Kohler toilet seat? Or
you know, I actually have one I'm looking at right now because I'm having my bathroom redone. It's a bidet, which is
a bidet.
Yeah, one of those bidet
wow.
seats.
Wow. Yeah.
Watch out, world.
Come JoJo. I sat on one of those once, and I guess probably I shouldn't have that conversation.
I don't like the ones that you wash your feet in, like in hotels. This one actually sits on your toilet seat and squirts. That's a little better.
Okay, Jennifer. Good to know. Excuse me. Sort of reminds
I don't want to have to hover over some sort of device on the floor. That doesn't seem fun.
Well, I think this sort of reminds me of a conversation we had yesterday, the Good Day Download, in fact, the focus after we talked about the Proud Boys and the sentencing of the leader. There's a conversation that we had kid who's I think a junior in high school, sophomore junior, got size 23 foot.
Ooh!
And I couldn't find a shoe because they don't make shoes, and
of course,
so Shaq's. Shaq stepped in, And he's got a size 22 to make sure this youngster could get the shoes. And then I got off onto a discussion with all of our friends on the program as to what it means to a certain part of the body if you have big feet. And so that's a highlight. Those
you
of you
need a bigger shoe.
Hear that? Yeah. Really? Good for you. She's on board. Anyway, you can always check out our daily download,
that's
by
like
the way.
Shaq had to get me a shoe, too.
Yeah. Hey, good day. See, I knew. As soon as I come up with something like that, Jennifer's off to the races. There she goes. Anyway, the podcasts, the download every day is at gooddayshow.com, along with our regular program. You hear the whole thing all day, every day, at gooddayshow.com. All right, so do I have time to get into... I'm not sure that I want to spend too much time. Well, I'm looking at the fact that Anthony Blinken went over to Ukraine to reaffirm our strong support.
Hold on. For, ching! Did you hear that?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what it is, right? He said, yep. Quote, "We are determined to continue to walk side by side with the
and then that
people
went off in the background.
Of Ukraine." Right. Anyway. The president, he said, "President Biden asked me to come to talk to you to reaffirm our support." Yeah, what Biden calls and says, "Hey, you got a couple of days, take a ride over and see what's going on in Ukraine and tell them we're fine." Yeah, and then there's the ka-ching. I had you say a sound effect to that effect, and I don't know they have it by. I don't get much about, I don't know much about Blinken, other than Blinken, Winken, and Nod.
He used to be in a rock band, do you know that?
No. Really?
Called Abe Lincoln.
No.
It's true. I'm not making that
you
up.
You're yanking my chain. Really?
No. It's true.
Huh. Mm-hmm. And what did he play?
I think he played guitar and did vocals. I've played the music before. We can find it. It's easy. You just type in Abe Lincoln. He's got a couple of bangers up there.
Really? Okay, we'll do that. Maybe we'll have that in the social. That sounds like something that we'd have in the social media section. So he's a celebrity.
Well, I wouldn't say that. He's been in the Obama-Biden circles for a while.
Is that what qualifies him to be Secretary of State?
Yeah,
like
right.
Susan Rice, who really
he
is
can shred on that guitar.
Everything back behind the scenes. 18 at the hour here on Good Day.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
Client wants to see several more design options. The logo's got to be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
C
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn is here. We are ready to celebrate some celebrities. Does that sound like oxymoronic or a double take? You're celebrating celebrity. This is the portion of each hour where we dig around in social media, see what's trending. And this thing, this divorce, say it again, Doug. There it is. The divorce of Joe Jonas from Sophie Turner is getting a lot of buzz, and I know you love this sort of thing. So, at any rate, whether they are together or they're not, still an interesting conversation. I always love it when they refer to each other as estranged, right?
Right.
His estranged, what does that mean?
He's estranged. She's so bad, he's estranged.
He's estranged, right, exactly. All right, so, at any rate, what's going on? You'll find out. The first fast factual approach to the Joe Jonas Sophie Turner divorce right after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I will really wear a body. I'm a sucker for you.
Whether I'm showing my age here, I don't know why this music is appealing. However, I know a lot of people like Joe Jonas, and so they
are
the Jonas
Joe
Brothers.
Bro or no?
A Joe Bro. Yeah, you remember the Jonas Brothers. Is he the most famous of them? Or is there's Nick? How many others?
I think so. Probably the most famous of them, yes.
Okay. And what about Sophie Turner? We were talking about this just a bit yesterday, and it seems to have exploded. Much more attention paid to it in the last 24 hours than just the original announcement. Apparently, there's some confusion as to what the heck Jonas is all about, because on the tour last month, his wife was in attendance at Yankee Stadium, and he gave her a special shout-out before he sung the song Hesitate, which he wrote for her. And then he says, well, we're going through a tough time, and got your back, and yada, yada, yada.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Yeah. So he doesn't have, I don't know what kind of a back she's got. Is she that attractive? I don't.
She's okay. She's an actress in her own right. I think she was in Game of Thrones.
Oh, right. That's what we were talking about. That's what we talked about yesterday. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, they have now made a joint statement addressing their split on Instagram.
Wait, let me just try. Hold on a second. It's with a heavy heart that we announce that we are no longer together exploring life separately, but we will always maintain a wonderful connection. There's nothing but love between us, and we want privacy during this time.
That's pretty good. You could have written the... Yeah. Actually, what they said is they, quote, mutually have decided to amicably end our marriage.
Give me some more time. I would have said exactly that.
Four wonderful years. So anyway, it just gives people something to talk about. This is gossip.
Please
stuff.
Respect our privacy. Did they say that? Because that's what they always say, too.
No, they. I think Joe wants to go on a date with somebody else. I think that's kind of where this all is. Yep.
Who can blame?
Coochie, coochie, coo here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many people say their dog or cat is almost like a member of the family. But when it comes to making sure that they're taken care of in their will, very few provide for the care of their pet after they're gone. Only 70% had taken any legal action to provide for the care of their pet after something happened to them. Millions of companion dogs and cats are surrendered to shelters every year, some because their owners did not establish continuing care for their animals in the event that they were unable to do so. Pet parents need to begin to plan for their pets long in advance. You can't leave your dog money because it's illegal. You can't leave him money, so you want to speak to an attorney that specializes in setting up trusts. Having a trust for your dog or cat is really, really important. You know, we hear these stories about Leona Helmsley leaving millions of dollars for the dog. Well, the dog really can't accept money, but as a trust, you can set up a location for them to live, and you can set up a caretaker. So if you have a dog or cat, do what I do. Contact an attorney when you make your will. Set up a trust for your pets. After all, they would do it for you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As the pandemic has been over for nearly 2 years, a new push for COVID masking is back. Montgomery County, Maryland is requiring all students to wear a mask in school. Former White House COVID advisor Dr. Scott Atlas on Fox News last night says science proves masks don't work.
There is no deadly pandemic present. There hasn't been now for a couple years. Number two, there is no public health emergency. So therefore, there should never be an emergency use authorization for some kind of experimental drug, which we're about to see. And third point, which is more specifically about masks here, masks do not work, period. That's the science. That's all the data.
Longtime Price is Right host Bob Barker died of Alzheimer's disease, according to his death certificate, which was obtained by many media outlets. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hi, guys, it's Jen, and don't forget, we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
At the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program, Thursday, the 7th of September. Jennifer Horn is here with me, and we're pursuing the musical career of Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
I wish you'd go back to it.
Right. Get lost, Anthony. Go back to your roots.
Delivering another $1 billion to Ukraine. Woo! Doggy.
So this group is called Abe Lincoln. Is that what it's called?
It's called A. Blinken. The letter A.
Blinken.
And then Blinken. So it's like
him is
it's
Blinken.
His name, but it sounds like Abe Lincoln, of course.
Ah. So as clever as that is, I wonder how long they stayed up at night trying to figure out what do we call our group.
Sure.
Like, Abe Blinken.
Hey, I got it. Abe Blinken. Probably a lot of drugs were done, you know.
Right. All right, so this song is called Lip Service. When was this recorded?
Oh gosh. I don't know, a while ago, I think.
It says 5 years ago.
How many?
5 years. Just 5 years ago.
Only 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Was that him jamming with Steely Dan, or is that from the YouTube page?
It's from the YouTube page.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go.
Steely Dan and A. Blinken. Okay. Let's so there it is. At least he has something to go back to.
You going
to
put that on your streaming device, Dougie?
Yes, of course. Right away. All right, here's something that I might have on my streaming device.
Okay.
Let's do something that's a little more popular and a little more recognizable, shall we?
Sure.
This is Music on the Radio on the Good Day program, part two. Seems to be in a musical mode here this morning.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't want to be a buzz like I had last week.
Let's see, I like this.
You know, I saw him at a concert. That's right. Did I ever tell you about that?
Yeah, you did. When?
Years ago, when I was, well, I still am working for my dad, but we used to, the cable industry used to be much more prolific before streaming came and ruined everything. And they would have, at their conventions, these big concerts. And so they had Lou Bega and Sugar Ray. Remember Mark Graff? Huge. Yeah. I love Sugar Ray. And so we got to go. And got to meet Lou Bega and Mark McGrath. Lou Bega was a total jerk. Mark McGrath, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Super nice. And Lou Bega sang, I think, three songs, and two of them were Mambo No. 5. He started, and he ended, and then he did some weird thing in the middle.
There you go. Mambo, a jumbo testament. Mambo.
Yes. And then he may or may not have left the party with someone that used to work at CRN.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, the reason we're playing Lou Bega's 1999 hit Mambo No. 5 is because Stephen King, who's become a little more visible lately, has been talking about some of the things he's been, he's getting along, and so he's been asked whether he's writing some more. I'm not sure he's doing that, but he has been talking about how he writes. What does he come up with? How does he get ideas? And he said his favorite song is this Mambo No. 5, and so he turns it on and he sits down and it finds its way into his head, seems to motivate him to write, and maybe, you know, the stuff that he writes is so creepy, you gotta wonder whether, you said Lou Bega is a jerk, maybe he's creepy too, who knows? And so his wife, we're talking a lot about marriages here and relationships, his wife is so annoyed every time he puts that on. It's too much, she says. Too much to take. I can't take it anymore.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I would think that would be hard. A little bit of that goes a long, long way. It's not like a Margaritaville or something like that. Yeah. No, that's too bad. I bring that up because I think it's one of those things that really is sticking in our craw. This week's the passing of Margarita, Mr. Margarita.
Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett.
Well, I think the thing with Jimmy Buffett is that he reached so many audiences. You know, Lou Bega, you're talking to a very specific group of people, probably my age, who knew him, knew he was a one-hit wonder, knew the monster hit, that they were gone. But Jimmy Buffett was like, everybody liked him. You could almost, when you listen to his music, you could almost feel like the breeze in your ear. You know, you can feel it on your face, and you feel that margarita in your hand. He had a really good time and place that he brought people to.
Is there a Margaritaville? There must be a Margaritaville in Las Vegas. Right.
There's a restaurant, a Margaritaville restaurant. It's right on the strip next to the Flamingo Hilton, but they've changed the name of everything, so don't listen to me. But the fun thing about Margaritaville, it's just a bar and a restaurant, but they have an outdoor patio. And if you were really smart, that's where you went and you got your appetizers and your drinks, and then you sat there and you people watched on the strip, because there is no better place to people watch than on the strip.
Some of that, the Margaritaville shrimp is really yummy.
Oh, you're so funny.
That's it. Yeah, why? It is. It's yummy. All right, now, speaking of Las Vegas, don't forget, I might as well underscore as we are having this conversation, that if you are close to a telephone, or if you're not, you ought to go get close to a telephone, because if you're one of the first people right now, first 10 callers at 800-419-DOUG, you can win yourself a couple of nights in beautiful Las Vegas. I was thinking of sending a couple of people to work for me to Las Vegas for a couple of nights. What can you do? How much trouble can you get into?
If you want me to supervise, I'll do it.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Jennifer likes to go to Las Vegas, too. I'm not sure. Were we ever in Las Vegas together? Did we ever do something in Las Vegas, some convention or something?
I don't know if we were there together. I was there once with Rich McFadden, one of the old members of our program.
Yes, right, exactly. Kind of our one of our still adjunct advisors, if you will. All right, so anyway, get a trip to Vegas free. Call 800-419-3684. The manhunt for that convicted murderer, Daniello Cavalcante, I think that's how you pronounce his name, 8 days today.
Did you see the video of him escaping?
No. What did you see?
He crab walked. That's how he got out. So he had a friend, it looks like, who was standing watch, like around the corner. This was kind of like, think about being outdoors, but there was like a covered doorway going into a building.
Yep.
And the guy jumps. It's very hard to explain crab walking unless you know what I'm talking about. But he puts his hands on one wall because it's a doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And he pops his feet on the other wall. Are you picturing this?
Yeah. He's only 5 feet tall, little guy.
Well, it must have been a small doorway then. So he's
You remember the guy from the Ocean's movie, that little Chinese kid?
That's what he would do. And he crab walked up the wall, and then he was able to climb out. It looked like maybe on the roof or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Gonzo. Right.
And now they're closing schools down and everything because they're afraid of him. It's just crazy.
Right. Well, he's a bad guy. He gets sentenced to life in prison. What I want to know is why the heck did they put him in that jail? It's like a rat hole. It seems to me that this would be an easy place to escape from all you see. It's a local jail.
Right.
So he's armed and dangerous. There's $10,000 reward for him. And he continues. I bet you he could easily disappear. Gonzo. You know, he can get on.
So far, I mean, I don't want to say so far so good, but so far, that's exactly what he's done.
So this guy killed his girlfriend in front of their two children.
Ugh.
That's the kind of guy we're talking about here. So there you go.
And the sad thing is, I think stories like this start to make people root for him. And then it's like,
you can't
root for the murderer guy, you know?
No, not at all. He deserves to have been. There's nothing about him that should continue to occupy time and space on the planet. He should have been dispatched. Right? Let's get rid of him. Yeah, really. Okay, so schools yesterday around the Northeast, this is the reason you don't start school now, because it can be really hot. Well, you start them after Labor Day, and we're beyond that. But the blast of heat. Excuse me, yesterday we had 97 degrees here. What's today going to be? 96, so yeah, it's going to be hot again here today. So they shut down schools here yesterday, but they shut them down all over the place. Michigan, the upper Midwest, down to Virginia, students going home early or they're holding classes online again. See, this is the PAP. The students that got used to doing nothing on video on the Zoom when we had wonderful corporate fix called corporate fix. It fixed a lot of people. COVID has come back again a little bit, and so this may be practice. We maybe have to send everybody home and do. You know what a ruse this all is. And I remember going to school when I was a kid, and there was no air conditioning and it was hot, so you went to school and you did your thing. What the hell is the big deal about it being 97? I don't know. Are they going to learn anything? No. Did we learn anything? No. So what's the point of being there? I suppose there's a question there. 20% of the schools in Detroit, and it was only 89 degrees there yesterday, shut down early. They sent home 54,000 students 3 hours early. The parents are upset because it's an inconvenience for their family to have children coming home. What happens if we work?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It's you do plan on having a certain amount of time available to work, and then all of a sudden, they muck it up.
Yep. So anyway, and where you are in California, September often is the hottest month of the year.
Yeah, although...
But all the schools are...
Today, last couple of days has been so beautiful. It's 61 right now. It's going to be 85 today. So this weekend it's going to be hot. But it's been like 75. It's been perfect. I don't even want to brag.
It's 76 here on the farm right now.
Wow.
So warm. Yep. All right, so let's see here. It's going to be 95 in Philadelphia today. And that's where a lot of schools were closed. Look at the big systems. Smaller towns didn't do it. Well, a lot of the big cities have old buildings, old facilities, right? So they don't have air conditioning in them anyway. But how did we live without air conditioning?
I know.
There were, right? So the federal government, here we go, the feds are on the case. The
Good,
feds
exactly.
are trying
they
to...
Save, they really do solve everything, don't they?
Oh, my God, yes. Here they are. They're trying to come up with a plan to air condition 36,000 schools that need to be updated around the northern part of the, well, wherever it's hot, right? 36,000. You and I, the taxpayers, aren't we wonderful?
Yep.
With our largesse. The stats from Netflix are interesting, Jennifer. I have a Netflix account. You had a Netflix account?
I do.
Everybody's got
mm-hmm.
it, right? There's a survey out today that suggests that with all of the various choices, and Netflix, I think, has been around the longest, right? That was originally you'd get stuff in the mail from Netflix. You get discs and stuff. That I think that's
yeah, Netflix
how it
started.
Started
as the movies. Remember the discs?
Yeah, right. Yep. All right. So now Netflix has taken it in the neck. They've become the most frequently canceled streaming service in the country. The biggest target for subscribers looking to cut back. Apparently, there's not enough unique content on Netflix. I don't really know much about. The biggest problem has been that crackdown on password sharing, and they
right.
didn't
and
like
they
it.
They have
so
done that.
Yeah, well, so that what has it done for them? It's got people angry, and they're just okay. I've got Paramount Plus. I've got what's some of the others? Got Apple Plus. I have Amazon. So what do I need Netflix for? They kind of shot themselves in the foot, it would seem. There's something to think about now at 48 after the hour. This is a good day.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
The farther we can see your floor, it's time to make the plug. Whisper Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
There's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, who's here to talk about weight loss. What else would she talk about besides weight loss? Maybe she could talk about the moon. Right now, you've got a Labor Day sale going on.
This is the biggest sale we do all year. So if you've been listening, you've been thinking, hey, I'm waiting for a sale. I want to save some money, but I want to lose some weight. Right now is the time to do it. We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy three, get three, buy four, get four, buy five, get five, buy 10, get 10. Now, each bottle is a month's supply. So the each bottle is 30-day supply, and you are going to, it's like paying half price. I mean, it's going to get you through the end of this year where you're going to be looking better, feeling better for the holidays, losing this weight, or you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off the product. You know, this is not something you have to be on forever.
Calitrin is the product, and you go to toploss.com to get the deals. Use Doug as a discount code when you check out.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, 53 past the hour now. The Daily Doug Steffen Good Day program, as opposed to the weekend shows that are about, the American Family Farmer, for example, every weekend, a lot of conversation about what's going on the family farm aimed at helping family farmers make their farms more successful. We also have the Good Day Health Hours and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And then we have the Good Day program Monday through Friday, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycles, boats, and RVs. Want protection on the road? On the road again. Can we put the water component on the water again? That doesn't quite work the same way. Anyway, save money. Dial 800-PROGRESSIVE. You can go to progressive.com should you be so inclined. This is Food, Farm, and Family News. Wendy's has debuted a new frosty flavor for fall. Oh, fabulous. Food, Farm, and Family presents Frosty... you get where I'm going. Anyway, this pumpkin spice thing has just taken over. So a lot of these fast food chains, like Wendy's, why not give customers what they want? What a concept, right? There are two new items, actually, on the menus. I'm not getting paid for this, but I'm happy to tell you the story about pumpkin spice Frosties. And then there's pumpkin spice frosty cream cold brew, whatever that's all about. They're going to be on the menu starting next week. I guess they stay on the menu until Thanksgiving through pumpkin, or as they say here in my neighborhood, pumpkin season, right? Pumpkin season, yeah. Okay, so what is there about? I like a little pumpkin for me goes a long way. But if you're a Frosty fan, I guess Dunkin' Donuts has all of these. Didn't we talk the other day about all these coffee joints have some kind of a pumpkin spice thing? I don't drink coffee, but you go to Starbucks, you can find all these, and you can happily pay $10, I guess. They put vanilla in them and caramel in them, and chocolate even. They say they're looking for ways to provide fans with familiar flavors. And so when you go to Wendy's, does that really feel like it's a step above McDonald's? I'm not a hamburger guy, so, and I'm not. I have. I admit to eating French fries when my children were younger. They wanted to, you know, we stopped at McDonald's once in a while. I say I've never been, I've never eaten, maybe I should, but that's not true either. I've eaten the French fries in there. Anyway, so the Wendy's, are they better? A little bit better, I think. I think Burger, I think if you, is McDonald's kind of is the most common, most popular, most well-known. Burger King's next on the chain. I don't know if the food's any better, but there's a little, there's just a teeny, eensy bit of more positive feeling about the food that comes out of Burger King, I think, with a lot of people. And Wendy's is a step up from that. And then you have the locals. You have the, what is it, Bob's, not Bob's Burgers, that's a TV show. What's the Burger Five Guys or
five
something?
Guys, yeah.
Five Guys, yeah. Yeah. And then, well, there's all those places. But anyway, that my point wasn't to talk about the burgers as much as it was the pumpkin stuff that's around this time of year. All right, next item for your consideration. The story, this is a warning to people who work on the farm. I think about this all the time because being on the farm and working on the equipment is very dangerous. 59-year-old Connecticut man seriously injured this week after being attacked by a bull at the farm in which he was working. So I bring that up because we have equipment problems. Yeah, it's very dangerous, but you also, you gotta, if you're on a dairy farm, bulls can turn. Jersey bulls, I have Jersey bulls for my heifers, and I had one earlier this year that I was around for 3 or 4 days, that was it. Got rid of him, brought in another one who's a sweetheart, at least now. You know, it's mating season, and when you put a bull with a bunch of heifers, you can be in the wrong place easily at the wrong time, and that's what happened to this guy. He got a broken neck, he's paralyzed from the waist down, and I guess they tried to fix his vertebrae by fusing it back together again. He was laying in the field for quite some time before anybody found him. What a nightmare. Oy. All right. Another item of interest here, food, farm, and family. The European Commission announcing that it's weighing whether to adjust rules to limit protections for wolves as a resurgence of wolves has triggered growing tensions with farmers who are worried about the safety of their livestock. We don't have wolves here. We have coyotes. And they are my enemy. They've killed chickens and ducks and young calves on my farm, so we have no place for them, and we eliminate them as we can. Some people get upset when I talk about that, but they are very dangerous, frankly. So 19,000 wolves have been eliminated over in Europe because of this. Something to think about for sure in our continuing search for existence. 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.